Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show. All right, welcome to Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
I'm Needles.
And I'm Sierra Woofer.
And Fat Joe, coming to you live from the basement of Guantanamo Bay tonight. we're gonna do a belated Christmas episode. First of all, we got to say we lost a member of the Larry Needles universe.
Yeah,
Chadillac's father. So R.I.P. Bob.
R.I.P. Bob.
And Lapinski.
Also, Joe, do this picture with
keep you in our prayers.
Also, to one of our big listeners, Sherry, her niece's son, or maybe her nephew, got killed in a car wreck last night.
Really?
Yeah.
At Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Who? What was it? Just reckless driving?
I'm not sure. I didn't get all the details.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, the kid lives in California, but...
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He lives in California right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, it's Sherry's sister's
kids. Godspeed, fellas. And
brother's kid.
Me.
I can't remember.
You fly on Jesus' wings.
Yeah.
Because it's very sad, especially around the holidays.
Absolutely.
So obviously, you can see we have Senor Woofers here today.
And Fat Joe.
And Fat Joe.
He can be up here.
No, you can't put him on your microphone, though.
Yeah.
How was your Christmas, Senor Woofers?
Good.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're still in the Christmas spirit, obviously.
Yeah. I got my Christmas card.
Yeah, it looks like you were doing a Christmas hit for the Mexican cartel
and
right
Fat
now.
And Fat Joe was born on Christmas.
Was he born on Christmas? Okay,
yep,
well.
Yeah, December 25th.
Happy birthday, Fat Joe. You know who also was born on Christmas?
Who?
Jesus. But that's a lie. Mm. He was born.
Jesus isn't a lie.
The birthday is. Because you want to know why? We used to have calendars. We used to have calendars, Senior Woofers, where every day was equal, 28 days.
Wow.
It's now some of them have 31
13
days.
Months.
Yeah, 13 months.
Christmas.
Yeah, well, yes, I mean.
I'm in December.
Yeah, December, there you go.
April 1st was the first day of the year, not January 1st.
Yeah, so April Fool's Day, basically. Right?
People, they fooled people.
And that's why they have it on.
April was first, but January 1st.
Yeah,
that's it. That's why they have April Fools.
Oh, it's all day. Just like when you go to school.
Us.
It's all some sort of Rockefeller Ford-based thing where they want you to get up this early in the morning and then you go to school and they kind of indoctrinate you to do this every single day.
Yeah, I'm 75 years old.
You're 75 years old?
Yeah.
Dog years?
No.
No, okay, in human years.
No, I'm the son of you.
Oh, you are the son of me. Yes, you are. I love Senor Woofers. He's my favorite.
You're 105.
I'm 105. I feel like it, let me tell you.
Yeah. Me and Senor Woofers just figured out that my cats are older than him.
Which is very funny. So,
by 1 year. They grew up together.
Joe slapped me.
You guys grew up together.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But... So then, what do you think Christmas is about, Senior Woofers?
It's about having fun. It's about having fun and something.
Being with your family.
Being with family.
Being with your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm kind of leading the Sicario right now.
And also, I'd say one more thing. Fat Joe!
Yeah, we know Fat Joe's out there. Mm. So you had a good Christmas. Everything was fun. Well, you get school off too, right?
Yeah, for until January 5th.
January 5th, my God. Let me
tell you. So and I still go to school even though I'm 75.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's kind of old to be going to school.
You never stop learning, you know.
Yeah, no. But it's kind of weird when you're 75 years old in a classroom full of children.
Oh, yeah, I still children.
Yeah, you better watch out about that. You might not be alone.
Better watch out. You better not cry. I'm coming for you right now.
You better.
This is my desk from when I was... 75 years ago.
Yeah, Larry went to school back in the 50s.
You have a desk like this where you put stuff inside?
No, the top flip.
We didn't have a desk. We put up a butt.
Oh, geez. Man.
that's a lot of butt space.
Yeah.
Doesn't that get uncomfortable?
All we had was a notebook and a pencil.
That's a lot to fit up your butt. Do you roll it or you roll the notebook up or you just put it up there?
Leave it flat.
Oh, we just show it up there.
Oh, my God. Your poor janitor in the bathroom. There must be poop everywhere.
Yeah, and blood.
Oh, jeez.
Five people die from it every month.
Five people die from it every month? Well, that's not good odds. How do they keep all these people in
there? Hey, it's not me, at least.
Yeah, that is true. Five people a month. Those odds aren't good.
Bad.
How big is your class? Got to be 5,000 people.
No, that's about, let's say 100 in the school.
100? Okay, but...
People die.
So five a month.
No, there's more than 100 kids in your school.
Yeah, there's a lot more than that.
It's probably, well, I go to a place called the drug school.
Whoa, jeez.
Holy shit.
I've never heard of this. You totally are a Sicario. You're working for the cartel. And what does this drug school entail?
Oh, people just smoke pot.
Oh, jeez, man. All day long?
Yeah.
At school? Yeah. And you don't do drugs.
No.
Yeah, you better not.
No,
I will Senor Wolford slap you. Yeah. But so they just smoke pot all day?
Yeah. Smoke pot.
Well, the funny thing is...
Smoke pot and just write and then show it back up the...
And then show it up. But the funny thing is Senor Wolfers is learning about drugs right now.
At school?
Yeah, at school. And sex.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of weird, but okay. I mean, I don't... Stop making Fat Joe hungry.
Oh, my gosh. They're ruining this
but
kid.
But I mean, so they're ruining it. Actually, he's pretty, he has a good time about it.
Does everyone laugh when you're in the class and the teacher starts talking about that stuff?
Well, because there's
no way. No, they shove a 15 feet rule up their butt.
No, oh, jeez. Right. But when the teacher starts
and
talking.
And then use them as a kebab.
When the teacher starts talking about drugs, does everybody laugh or is everybody just like, what the hell are you talking about?
They go serious like this.
Yeah, they just stare forward because they don't know what's going on. Except you, because obviously people are smoking pot all day in school. I mean, at least you're not a narc. I like that. You're not telling anybody. You're perfect for the cigar.
Oh, no, I'm from the FBI.
Well, no. Please don't say that. You're not from the FBI. We don't trust the government.
Well, I'm coming after you now.
You're not going to come after them. We don't trust the government in these
parts.
You
better watch out.
What would you do for the FBI?
Undercover.
I just lure kids into my bed and then take them.
Jesus.
Holy Jesus!
Did you just say you would lure kids into your van and take them? I mean, actually, that really does sound like the FBI, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I mean, you'd fit right in. I mean, you don't even need an interview. You just have to write that right on your resume, and they wouldn't even want to fingerprint you, probably.
And then, we use the kids as our new FBI agents.
Oh, okay. So now, you're honeypotting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you use them as a honeypot. The other kids. I mean, how many vans do you have? Just one.
With the big Diddy van.
You have a Diddy van? Yeah. Oh my God! Did you? How do you know about Diddy? And what is in the Diddy van?
You don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know.
Sounds dangerous.
Well, I mean, and what does Fat Joe have to do with the Diddy van? Is he the driver?
Yeah.
He just...
Fat Joe mostly he crashes because he can't see over the thing.
Well, he can't touch the pedals either, so I think he just sit there.
Right? Yeah.
So you guys load the van up with children.
Yeah,
and then it just sits there because he can't touch them.
And if one of them doesn't shut up, we just throw Fat Joe at him.
You throw Fat Joe at the kids?
Yeah.
And what does he do to him? He takes care of him?
No, he twerks on him.
He twerks on him?
He goes like this.
Oh, because it's the Diddy van. Where did you buy this Diddy van, or did the FBI specially make it? Well, and does he have a picture?
Oh, we killed Diddy.
You killed Diddy?
Wow.
Look at, dude, from Senor Wolfers, the FBI agent's mouth to your ears. Where'd you kill him at?
He's been
his
dead.
His mansion.
His mansion?
He's been dead probably for weeks, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
We hid the body in somewhere.
Well, you can't
hid
the body say where somewhere? You hit it because then it won't be
don't
hidden
tell us.
Anymore.
Do you know where Jimmy Hoffa's at?
Uh-uh.
No? Okay. Yeah, that's what. He's totally
that's
FBI.
Before his time.
No, he's totally FBI. I don't know. Who's Jimmy Hoffa? He was a guy that was murdered by the mob, supposedly.
Teamsters Union.
Well, yeah, he was ahead of the Teamsters Union and caused a big kerfuffle, and they did not enjoy
it. He was a very powerful guy. And yes.
Well, also, they were stealing money from the Teamsters Union and the pensions.
Well, one of the things that happened was he went to prison, and the mob saw how much money he was making, and they were like, fuck this guy. We can cut him out of this scene.
Mm-hmm.
And but then he had a lot of power, and the truckers loved him, but that's why they had to off that mother.
And then, as usual, they threw a stink, and guess what?
Bye-bye, Jimmy.
And they never found him. Like, his body is missing. They've never... It's a big... It's a funny thing. When you get older, we'll talk about where's Jimmy Hoffa. But they always try to do that. But back to this Diddy van. I mean, how many miles per gallon does it get? Does it get good gas mileage?
As much as how many people we get.
Oh, my God. Per van. I can't believe that. I mean, so basically, you're saying that you're running the kind of like an Epstein Island, United States.
Epstein's bus.
Yeah, Epstein's van. That's like, what's that called? Oh, man. I was going to say Rorschach's, but not Rorschach's. What was that called? Pavlov's
dog.
What's that? Ah, shit, I forgot. It skipped my mind. But, so then.
Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, Schrodinger's cat. Thank you, Larry. That's what I was looking for, actually.
I knew it was one of those animals.
Yeah, it was one of those things.
Owned by a scientist.
Okay. So then what part do you play in the FBI, Senior Wolfers?
I just play the thing that, mostly, if there's anybody in my way that's taking other kids, we kill them, we take the van, and then we just drive with them.
How many people have you killed? This isn't good, and I don't know if you should admit this, but that's okay.
As many free candy vans are there in the world.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, do they have to say? I thought that so they do write free candy on them.
No.
No,
I understand why he wears a disguise now.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. We should have muffled your voice too.
You say you want some drugs.
You say you want some drugs to kids, and they say no because right.
You want some candy.
There you go. I think.
No, wait.
We want some V-Bucks.
You ask them, do they want to get high? And then if they say no, you say, you want some candy instead?
Yeah. And then there's drugs in the candy, right?
You want some dogs?
So what happens if someone tries to take you?
I have a Glock on me.
You have a Glock on you all the time? I mean, you are strapped to the
ground. How do you think I'm in the FBI?
Yeah, well, I think there's other reasons that you're... What do you think about the CIA, then? Because usually you guys butt heads. They don't like. They want to always encroach on your territory. And
they've almost killed me, but I've killed like 10 of them.
You killed 10 CIA agents?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. How many shots? One to each guy or multiples?
Some in the nuts.
Some in the nuts. So that's two shots per person.
Three if you count the wee-wee.
Oh, you got them in the nuts and the wee-wee? My
Sounds
God, you're
brutal.
You're a crack shot.
I know. I've been worldwide. Better than John Wick.
Better than John Wick? I know. We watched John Wick 4 last night. So he's all gacked out on murder. How many murders were there last night in that movie?
1,000?
150-something.
Yeah, 150-something.
For real?
We looked it up.
Holy fuck.
And this guy is, I mean, I don't even know. He's 10. It's not
I've
that bad.
I've killed 1,000.
I think it was like 450 murders for all the 4 John Wick movies.
That is crazy.
Which is very funny because...
He actually worked for the CIA.
Who?
John Wick.
No, he didn't work for the CIA.
I linked him, and then I just killed him.
You killed John Wick?
With my fist.
With your fists?
Yeah.
That's a bold statement. You understand that, right? Now people are going to come after you.
Then I took him in the Diddy van.
Then you took him in the Diddy van? Oh, man. You did not disrespect John Wick like that, did you?
Did he go willingly?
I mean, you cannot do that at all. And then what it did and Fat Joe twerked on him?
No, he did that, but he also called Tyrone.
Did he call Tyrone? Who's Tyrone? I mean, there's a lot of players in this game.
Oh, Tyrone just shot him in the head with a dragon's breath.
Oh, do you know what? Dragon's breath, it's a shotgun bullet. And what it does is it shoots... Bullets, it shoots like a, I don't know if it was buckshot or if it was a slug, but it shoots fire at you, so you start on fire when it
hits. It's a slug.
Is it a slug?
No, wait, no, it's a buckshot.
I thought it was buckshot. But
yeah, it was a buckshot because you could see all the...
You could see the pieces going around also. But yeah, so Senior Wolfers is high on John Wick. That's John Wick on Christmas.
Hey, why don't you talk? You talk.
It's a great Christmas movie.
Or else what are you going to do? You going to throw Larry in the Diddy van?
Oh, no.
Make John.
Well, the problem is
make Tyrone do his thing.
Yeah, make Tyrone do his thing. You can't drive past the schoolyard when Larry's in the van, though. You got to take the other route.
Alternate routes.
Yeah. Oh, no. We just throw him at a kid.
You guys just throw him at a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was thinking you'd feed him to the alligators or something.
No,
this guy, Tyrone. How do you know Tyrone?
I found him at Burger King.
You found Tyrone at Burger King?
Yeah.
What was he doing there? Working or eating?
He was eating.
Yeah.
And beating up people.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's awesome. How big is Tyrone?
10 feet.
Oh, it'd be funny if you said he was a midget. He was like 3 foot tall. He's 10 feet tall.
He sounds like a bad mother.
He sounds like a Nephilim giant.
Yeah, that's
he's like a giant, though. And what, he does your bidding? He's like your underling?
Yeah, he just beats up the strong people, the CIA.
He beats the CIA. I know, because you, the FBI and the CIA do not get along at all. That's a problem.
Yeah, Fat Joe.
Yeah, you dropped Fat Joe. But...
Fat Joe, what do you have to say for being dropped? I hate you.
Oh, jeez, man. Nah. And that's your getaway driver. You better be nice to him.
Yeah.
Hey, I dropped you on accident. Don't make me slap you.
I mean, so the FBI created the Diddy van, or did you buy it from someone?
I stole from Diddy.
You stole it from Diddy?
Nice.
Yeah, you could also steal cards.
Yeah, well, you could also steal cards too.
Yeah, we also killed Diddy.
Yeah, I know. So let's put it this way. Okay, how about this then? So right now there's a Diddy in jail, but you killed the OG Diddy, the original Diddy. So there's a fake Diddy in jail.
Is that a double?
He was his clone.
Oh, my. Larry, did you just hear that?
It was
Say
his clone.
Say that again. Say that again.
He was the clone of Diddy.
He's a clone. This guy really is in the FBI.
Jamal, who is in the same cell.
Jamal, too?
Jamal.
So you got Tyrone, Jamal.
Well, these are the people.
See a pattern here.
Are these people he met in jail?
Met Jamal in jail.
You were in jail?
Yeah.
Doing what? Undercover work?
No.
You're trying to
stealing kids from a van.
Oh, stealing kids from a van. No, so wait a minute. You got caught stealing kids from a van?
No.
Usually you were putting them in the van.
I did accidentally shoot the gasoline thing and made...
The tank? The gasoline tank?
Yeah, and
please
then
made... Please don't tell me you blew the car up with all those kids in it.
The kids got out in time because I took them, but the drivers died.
Well, that would be Fat Joe then.
No, he's R.
Oh, Fat Joe's your getaway driver.
Yeah, we just got away, but then we got hit by a tank.
You got hit by a tank? Where the hell are you, Afghanistan?
No.
What was this at?
The army went to us.
The army came to you? Yeah. Have you ever served overseas? You ever done any work overseas?
Yeah.
Operator work?
Mm.
You sure? Never been to Afghanistan. Iraq?
Afghanistan, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I knew that. I saw that in your eyes. What were you doing in Afghanistan?
I was getting little babies with my van.
You were kidding. Dude, how come it always boils down to putting babies in the van?
For example. They're Spalding over there. Oh, I kidnapped them.
You kidnapped Spalding? Oh, that's how we got Spalding.
Yeah.
There we go, Larry. They're gorgeous.
Spalding, say something.
Spalding.
Hey, Spalding.
Spall.
Hey, Spalding.
There you
say
go.
What you want, sucker?
Yeah. Tomorrow. He stole me from Afghanistan.
Poor Spalding.
I mean, he was a big boy.
Yeah. So you're doing all this wet work in Afghanistan, shall we say?
Yeah.
Did you ever see Saddam Hussein, or what do you call it? You ever meet Osama bin Laden?
Mm.
Yeah.
How about the Ayatollah Khomeini? You know him?
No.
Is he from Afghanistan or is that Libya? Or Ayatollah Khomeini. Is he Libya or
yeah,
is
but
he...
you think you would know all those guys.
Well, yeah,
but
well, we're starting to get there. Let's start from the bottom here and work our way up. So you met Osama bin Laden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was he a good dude?
No.
No? What was wrong with him?
He just messed up. He had ADHD.
His what?
He had ADHD.
He had ADHD.
He did, huh?
So what does that mean? He was always cleaning his guns and his goats?
Yeah, and he's also cross-eyed.
He's cross-eyed?
Hmm.
He was so big, though. Did you go to his cave or did you go to his house?
His cave.
Oh, man. You were in... Did he ask you about 9/11 or did you ask him about 9/11?
I told him, if you don't tell me about 9/11, I'd shoot you with a shotgun in the head.
With a shotgun in the head?
Yeah.
You know what happened, though?
He told me everything.
He told you everything. What did he tell you about 9-1-1? I mean, you're very persuasive when you have a shotgun pointed at your head, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what you were wearing in Afghanistan, too, right?
Your sombrero, you like
your sombrero and your ski mask.
Yep, with Fat Joe.
Actually, you know what we should do?
Joe is my shotgun.
He rides shotgun.
No, he was my shotgun.
Well, you can't shoot Fat Joe.
I
out of his ass, probably.
I know.
We need to get you a drug rug. That's what I'm going to get you next.
What?
I know. Well, no, that's not like the pole.
The holes.
So you were in Afghanistan with a sombrero on and a ski mask. And nobody said anything to you?
They said.
Well, hey. You have a reputation, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so people are kind of scared of you, right? Mm-hmm. What'd they say, though?
Who the hell are you?
What did you say?
I said, I'm your worst nightmare.
Huh? Oh, jeez. That is not the way to introduce people or introduce yourself to people. Do you understand that?
They never talked to me again.
Oh, well, because you probably killed them, right?
Uh-uh.
How many people you kill out there in Afghanistan?
Oh, no, they moved to Libya.
Yeah. Oh.
Every person.
So was this before or after Muammar Gaddafi got killed by the CIA? Because you see, the CIA, they liked
him. Before, I was good friends with him.
You were good friends with Muammar Gaddafi?
Mm.
Wow. Gaddafi? Really? What did you guys do? Did you drive around in vans and get chips?
Yeah.
I mean, this seems to be a reoccurring theme with the FBI.
Didn't
have Fat Joe? He wasn't around then, right?
Fat Joe wasn't alive.
No, he wasn't alive yet.
He's
did you have Skinny Joe?
No.
No?
Yeah.
I had.
I don't know. Who'd you have?
I had Pepe the Frog.
Oh, Pepe the Frog. Oh, man. Now we're definitely going to get canceled. Senor Wolfers and I are huge fans of Pepe the Frog, which I try to explain to him is all of a sudden now
we're
being...
We're still getting canceled.
We're still getting canceled.
As bad as South Park.
Because Pepe the Frog is deemed a right-wing, shall we say, racist icon.
As bad as South Park.
I know the frog you're talking about.
But we've seen him. Yeah, we've looked it up before. Now, South Park's not canceled, though.
Mm-mm.
It would have been if it was worse.
It's very bad, actually. South Park is probably the worst of the worst.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
They talk about Diddy vans. They talk about Osama bin Laden. They talk about putting kids in vans. I mean, I don't. It sounds like you're a writer for them.
Yeah.
No.
Or else they might be living vicariously through your work.
No, I am Eric Cartman in disguise.
You're Eric Cartman in disguise?
Yeah, I was the
hey,
writer.
Look at me. I'm Senor Wolfers. Mom, it's my Senor Wolfers.
Actually, I think you were.
Maybe I'm Eric Cartman in disguise, but that's very funny, though. So do you have a good Christmas, Larry?
Yeah, man.
You got to hang with your fam?
Yeah, we went to...
Shout out No Shirt Nick and Big Joe.
Yeah, we hung out at my mom's.
Yeah, Big Joe.
Alex didn't show up.
No, that's all right, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Shorty?
Yeah.
I didn't say real names, but that's fine. I'm surprised you're not going to give his address out right now.
Noel was there with her boyfriend. He was pretty cool.
Oh, from Cali?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. We'd want to live in California right now.
Yeah.
What a crap hole.
Well, you know.
They just started arresting for felonies again for shoplifting and stuff.
As they should.
Which against Newsom's orders. He was totally against this bill. And also when they start, should people be arrested, Senior Wolfers, if they steal or break the law as an FBI agent? Or do you just convert them into...
Or
no, or do you just convert them into, what do you call it?
Agents.
What do you call it? When you're a narc.
We use them as money.
Huh?
We use them as money.
Informant.
We use them as money.
Senor Ford's going to kill you if you lie.
No, we use them to get money.
Who?
The people.
The informants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I mean...
We hold a gun at their head and we tell them...
Man, there's a lot of like...
Gun holding.
I mean, there's a real lot of shady stuff going on in the FBI. I mean, you threaten a lot of people. I think it's about like 20 already.
At least.
That's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning.
There's about a whole year.
Well,
worth of talent.
I mean, at this point in time, I think that you've kind of broken some laws. You know that, right?
Laws? We don't need no stinking laws.
I killed the law.
You killed the law?
I killed police officers.
Oh, well, don't say that. Oh, my God. Well, Sierra Wolfers is joking. Obviously, this is parody.
If they framed me with a gun.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? You do work for the FBI, and they are definitely corrupt. And I'm sure they've killed civilians and police officers.
Sure. So, they get in the way or something.
But man, you really do fit the mold of the FBI.
Absolutely.
Actually, you're more of a CIA guy, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, because this is, you like to travel around the
world.
I
know where the FBI lives.
Do you know what, do they put like the, you know what a B-52 bomber is? You know those big planes where they drop bombs?
Yeah.
Well, do they put Diddy's van in the back of that? And then when you go to Afghanistan, they drop it to the ground.
So you got something to drive around in?
No.
They make it 4x4, like you get a Land Cruiser Diddy van?
Let's say this is where he drops it.
Okay, so Fat Joe goes in first?
No, he drops the bomb.
Oh, Fat Joe drops the bomb.
The bomb!
And then that's going to be...
The bomb.
That's the bomb, or is that the Diddy van?
That's the bomb.
That's the bomb? Okay, what kind of bomb? Nuclear capabilities? Hey, stop pulling on that thing, sucker.
Just chill. Feel weird.
Okay, well, I know, but it did last time. Does it have Fat Joe. Does it have nuclear capabilities? Or is it just a big firebomb?
It's nuclear.
Nuclear? Ooh. Where'd you get the material for that? Hillary Clinton? Or the Tiny Hat Crew? I mean, either one of those answers
neither.
Is acceptable.
Neither.
Who?
The Tiny Pug Crew.
Oh, the Tiny Pug Crew?
Yeah. He's the owner.
They're probably the worst. He's not the owner, but...
They make enriched uranium.
The Pug Crew.
The Pug Crew, so that's a worldwide...
I need it!
That's a worldwide gang, then? The Tiny Pug Crew?
Better than the Japanese stuff.
Oh, the... What do you call it?
Yigmai-Long.
Larry. Tattoos all... Yakuza. The Yakuza. That's who the Japanese gang is. Oh, jeez. Now you're doing an Asian.
Yigmai-Long.
Oh! What about the Indians?
What do you mean?
What about the Indians? Hello. Have you ever been to the CIA and gone to India and have to deal with those guys?
I am 50% Indian.
Is that your contact there? Did you meet a Senor Vishnu? He tried to sell you a microwave?
Senior Ding Dong.
Senior Ding Dong. So now you're doing wet work in India also.
Aren't you Indian?
No, I'm not. I can be Indian if you want me to be. Would you please enter this code into your bank account and then send me the address?
No, screw it. Give me camel poop.
Screw it. Give me camel poop.
I am also Saudi Arabian.
No, that's not how Saudi Arabians talk. You're gonna get us killed, dude.
Come at me! I got the key.
So then where else?
Hey, quit banging that thing around.
Yeah, you can't be banging because it screws up. Man, Larry, obviously you could tell Larry doesn't have children.
Oh.
Tried to pull a knife on Senior Wolf.
Yeah, come on, squad.
Man, you're way funnier than Kiki. Kiki, you're out. Senor Wolfers is in.
Come at me, Squidward.
So then let's see. So what do you do in the United States then? So you started out as FBI, and now we're just going to move you to the CIA because, I mean, you're just doing a lot of work that... So what do you do in the United States then?
I do a lot of stuff.
Are you not using an alias?
This show would have been canceled if I told everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, let's try to keep it nonchalant then. How about we say, let's go kind of low-key. Let's just say...
There's nothing that low-key I do.
How about this? You're going...
General, not specific.
Yeah, so you're... Okay, so... All of these people invade Colorado, and they're not supposed to be there. Like, but everybody let them in without us voting on it or telling them what to do. What would you do to get these people out if you work for the CIA from Colorado? And there's about 20,000 of them. But you have full access to all the CIA's armaments and gear and personnel. So how would you get 20,000 people out of Colorado?
I copy... 40,000 of these little dudes.
40,000 Fat Joes?
Yeah.
Okay.
With assault rifles, shotguns.
I mean, they'd have to be kind of tiny.
Well, 10,000 of them have snipers.
There, you have 10,000 snipers for 20,000 people? So wait a minute. Do you plan on killing these people, just not deporting them?
No, we just frighten them.
But then what do you... But frightening them, they have to leave the country, though.
Yeah, we push them out of the country.
How do you push them out of the country? Yeah, but that's a lot of Diddy vans.
Well, what about Brazil? No,
we're talking about Colorado.
We're moving them to Mexico.
Oh, man. Good plan. That's the smartest thing you said tonight, Sergeant. Actually, we should just put them on a rocket and send them to the moon, right?
If we can afford
a lot, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, for how many people I've killed and all the money.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're probably rich, right? How do you get paid, though?
Per head. Every person you kill is a certain amount of money.
So are you a contract
hourly.
Killer?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember we talked about that
before? I'm worth about $500 million.
$500 million? That's a $500 million. You probably don't want to say that, do you?
Well, actually, come at me.
Come at me. You heard it first. It was in your world.
Yep.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. I'm strapped and ready.
Strapped and ready. So how are you going to get all these people out of this country then? Vans? Buses? Dig a hole and just bury them?
Yeah.
It's a lot of bodies though. Right?
It's going to contaminate the ground.
But yeah. How many people there are in the world? 8 billion.
There's about 8.5 billion people in the world, I think. Yeah, something to that extent.
I negotiate with America, Russia.
Whoa. Oh, what do you think about Russia then, Senior Woofers?
I say nine.
You don't like Russia? No, why not? But why?
Oh. The enemy.
Nah, says
Russia's
who?
Russia's great.
Said Trump.
Says who?
Trump.
No, Trump never said that.
Okay,
Trump never. Do you know who said that? That old guy that keeps on falling asleep on stage. Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe keeps on saying they're bad. But you have to remember, can you trust the government?
No.
There you go. From right from the...
Because I am the government.
Right from the babe's mouth.
I am the government.
You know what? You should run the CIA. That's what you should
you
do.
You know you can't
You're
be trusted. You're
smarter than half of these people that are doing it. And you could probably be more clandestine. Mm. Would you...
Fat Joe.
Yeah, we have to make Fat Joe dress like...
Tyrone, you'd Jamal. Have
to, yeah, I mean, you got a crew already going on. What if
That's
we,
great.
What if we made, what do you call it, Fat Joe a honeypot? If he had to dress up like a lady and we had to put him into a dress and he had to seduce men. Like, so say there was a...
Say there was a
man at the bar that we want to get information out of. You know what I mean? We don't want to waterboard him yet, because I know that's your favorite tactic, right? But, I swear, for next Christmas, I'm going to buy Senor Woofers the Guantanamo Bacon.
Nice.
Just a waterboard, comes with a car battery and jumper cables. One of those hoods that they wear. And definitely two boxes so they can stand on while you electrocute them and turn them into a Christmas tree. But where were we? So what if we have to say that... So say there's a man at the bar and we got to extract information from him because he knows where the nuclear warheads that stupid Canada accidentally put in maple syrup and they're going to blow up the whole country. How do we extract information with Fat Joe dressing like a lady? Oh, he just starts showing his butt. Okay, man.
Woo!
Oh, he starts showing his boobs. Yes, you definitely do work for
Give
the CIA.
Give him 5 feet of them.
Yeah. Is John Wick rated R?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
not compared to me.
There's 150 guys been killed.
I don't know.
Not compared to me.
There's no nudity and barely any swearing.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you right now.
Like our show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, except
there's
when,
no nudity and hardly any swearing.
Night is not over yet. But at the same time, isn't that crazy that I would rather see, you know, for a 10-year-old, like, that's more comparable to seeing nudity and fortuitous
it's brutal.
Sexuality and swearing? Yeah, pretty gay.
I've never seen it, but I know about it.
I didn't say it.
I know you didn't, but that's just very funny.
Every time you lie, I slap you. With his but
I mean, I just that's what, so that's what did you do in Mexico? Spalding.
Oh, yeah, Every time he lies, we slap him real hard.
How about instead of that,
slap the gold teeth right out of his mouth?
Yeah.
How about I throw him across the
room? No, you're not throwing Spalding. I thought you saved him, didn't you?
I saved him from the crazies.
From the crazies, yes.
I'm not saying I fully saved him for nothing.
No, but not at all. But I mean,
he worked for the CIA.
Well, I know. Well, he's a baby. He could definitely work for the CIA.
Yeah,
he's smarter than half of those people. That's all right.
He goes way undercover.
Yeah.
There's the preschool?
He may look like a couple months old or a year old.
But he's 42.
But,
yeah. Black don't crack. Except it gets real ashy, though.
Hey, Spalding, what do you say about that? Hey, don't do racist.
Yeah, don't do racist. Oh, we're being racist now? Why is that?
Black don't crack.
Black don't. That's not racist.
That's true.
That's just a true saying.
I don't like it.
You know, Spalding don't like it?
Yeah.
Now you're doing Spalding's voice? Yeah. My God, I mean, you're just a triple threat. You work for the FBI, the CIA.
Do impersonation.
Yeah, do an impersonation. So then, what did you do in Mexico then?
What I did in Mexico, I eat tacos.
That's all you did in Mexico? What kind of tacos? Because, you know, I know what you like.
Ground beef.
Yeah, tell everybody how to eat. Tell us, everybody, as a white person, how to eat tacos.
I can't taste something.
What?
No use flour.
Yeah, no flour tortillas,
no
right?
No flour.
Yeah, you should get slapped, gringo.
Why? What are you, a 500-pound obese man?
Yep, there you go. Tell it like it
look
is.
Look at Spalding.
Speak, sister.
I know.
And then ground beef. I like onions and cilantro. Cheese, because you're a child. Well, Senor Wolfers is, you know what I mean.
I'm 75.
I know you're 75, and you're still going to school, and you're in the CIA, and the FBI. I mean, it sounds like you're a plant for Homeland Security, and it sounds like you're going to get the Larry and Needle show canceled.
Absolutely.
After all of this truth that you're speaking, I don't know if this is a good idea to have you on anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you're 75. What'd you do in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Oh, Vietnam.
Yeah, do you even know where Vietnam is?
How
about the Golden Triangle?
If I would say something, you know the German flag over there, right?
Yeah.
That's not the. Oh, that's a German flag. Yeah. Man, you're very smart. Good job, Senor.
The
What the hell? Yeah. I don't want no. Yes, we know the German flag. Actually, those are an ally of the Larry and Needle show. The Germans, shall we say.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Then I don't see.
That's like a hippie version of the communist German flag where they took out the little hammer and the...
Sickle.
Well, it wasn't a sickle. It was a compass.
It was like a compass
and a hammer. Yeah. And they put that heart in the middle. You see, it's got the heart.
Yeah. I know. I can totally see.
So that was like some kind of... thing. I don't know. That thing's made out of paper. I dragged it all the way back home from Germany.
I don't think you dragged it. It's kind of small.
Well, I put it in my suitcase and carried it.
All right,
around.
So let's get back to Mexico. You had tacos.
Yeah.
And?
Did you have a mule? A donkey?
Senor Donkey?
How did you ride around? How did you get around?
I had a donkey.
Yeah.
I named the Fretty.
You named the what?
Fretty Fazbear.
Freddy Fazbear. That's the name of this Larry.
Fretty Fazballs.
That's the name of that.
Yeah, Freddy Fazballs.
Freddy Fazballs? Yeah. Freddy Fuzzyballs, actually. Your donkey just had huge nuts. Good old Freddy Furry Nuts. Watch out. You forget how big of a stick your sombrero holds.
Yeah.
So then what were you doing in Mexico then? Burning pot for the cartel?
Fentanyl.
Is that how they got it to Larry, come on. No, is that how they got it to the classroom?
That's how we got our pug army.
Oh, you recruited him? In Mexico? They were like,
We gave the pugs 5 pounds of pot.
Yeah. I mean, how do they carry 5 pounds of pot? In their ass? Come on. I love that you pointed and you didn't even say You're like, show me where they put the cod on you.
That's a lot to put up your ass.
Do you know how big 5 pounds of cod is, dude? It's like, I mean, it's huge, dude.
It's bigger butt? Than that drum right there.
Yeah.
Do you see his butt?
Yeah, I see his butt.
It still hurts.
I mean, but how does he walk then if he's got 5 pounds of pot in his ass? On his front legs? I mean, you really do work for the CIA. This kid's got it figured out. So then what'd you do with your donkey then? I mean, so wait, so you meet the pug gang down. Wait a second.
It sounds very painful.
This pug gang is all over the place. They're in Afghanistan, in Mexico.
They want tacos.
That's all they want is tacos?
Tacos and pot.
Tacos and pot. That is the episode name.
They put pot on the tacos.
They put pot on the tacos. Dude, these guys are out of control. I don't think you should hang out with them anymore. Yes, you don't hang out with them, right?
You're my best friend, right?
They're your liaisons, right? Like, you guys kind of help each other out.
My German army.
Your German army? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, they're all German.
How do you know they're German? You can tell by their armbands?
Nye!
Do you hear this kid? Oh my God. You are smarter than half the people I know. And funnier. Oh my God. What time are we at?
41 minutes.
Holy crap, Senor Wolfer.
With 41 minutes left?
No, we've been doing it for 41 minutes.
My eyes have gone red.
Well, yeah, because you keep on messing with them. Stop messing with them.
It's all the pot.
No, hey, Larry, come on. Jesus, man, what are you doing?
That's one of the first words you said this whole podcast, and it has to be that.
Yeah, Larry is being quiet. He's all weird.
Yeah,
there.
And you say that.
Actually, you know what, bro?
Well, no, you know what's happening? Larry doesn't want you to find out that he has his own Diddy van.
Do you know?
He's a competitor. So
who
that's
are you
why
holding?
He's very quiet.
Holding
what's that?
No. I wish I
is
had
he holding
man.
All, you know, that little rat over there?
What's that? I can't hear you.
Is he holding the little rat over there?
Who's holding the the rat fink? Mm. No, he's not holding the rat fink, though. But no, but Larry's one of your competitors right now. So you got to watch out. Larry was a good friend with
you. I'll pull a Glock on him.
You're going to pull a Glock on Larry?
Shit. Yeah, pull a Glock on Squidward.
Yeah, dude. Larry will just show you his butt and be like, I don't have any pot on me.
Yeah, but that's over how pugs do it.
No, not just pugs.
How
do
many
that?
Pugs are in this gang? In this car? Should we call
40,000.
Them a cartel? Holy shit, dude! 40,000 pugs. That's a cartel, and they're all in Mexico, or are they all over the world?
Oh, they're all over the world.
Yeah, and you know a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a very dangerous job. How do you survive?
I give them pot every day.
That sounds like how they survive. Why are they gonna kill you if you don't give them pot?
No, yeah, they'll just pull it.
Man, you better not tell your mom about this. Oh, God. I'm going right to jail. So that how you survive is you give the pugs pot? Pot for pugs?
Do they smoke it or do they eat it?
They put it on their tacos, he said.
Oh, they put it on their tacos?
Yeah,
nice.
That's what they do. They like pot tacos.
Yeah. Pacos.
There you go. Pacos is good. I like that. Man, this kid's good. Let me tell you.
Pacos.
All right. So then are you trying to overthrow the Mexican government or are you just happy there?
I'm happy.
Well, what about you're happy here? You're a United States citizen, right?
Yeah, but I've also been Mexican.
You've also been? Well, yeah, obviously you said we're wolfers.
Señor. My son, Le Bon Libby.
Who?
Lefin Senor.
I don't know who that is. You have to say it.
Oh, well, Le Bon Wolfers.
Le Bon Wolfers.
Yeah.
Who's that? He's French?
He's my son.
He's your son?
Mm-hmm.
You were married at one time?
Well, he's 75 years old.
Yeah, but usually if you're this clandestine and inoperative, you don't want to be married because then those people become assets. Or not assets, but they become...
Oh, no. He works in the CIA.
Targets. Your kid works in the CIA with you?
He's 25.
Oh, well, excuse me. Like, I know. What does he do in the CIA?
Same thing as me.
Yeah, I mean, steals kids and sells pot to pugs?
Yeah, he's my second ride van.
Oh, he runs...
He's the second van.
He owns... How many vans are there? And do you get a gas card from the CIA? Hmm? Or do you have to pay for gas yourself?
We get a gas card.
Okay, well, that's good.
Though. We use weird.
You have to turn your receipts in?
We use their farts.
You use pug farts?
Yeah.
That's not. Oh, okay. Well,
you call them a gas.
I don't know if you can harness pug farts into a profitable fuel. But...
Oh, no. They fart because of tacos. We give them Taco Bell.
Oh, I mean, so you're giving them pot
Well, they
taco?
Got this new thing. You stick the tube up the pug's ass no, and Jesus, farts right
man.
Into the gas tank.
I mean, how many pugs do you need?
You gotta Again, hold all the gas. All the words you said, that's bad. Again.
Is he giving away your secrets, just like the guy who made the water car and they had to kill
I
him?
I hope not. If you better not.
I made a car out of water. Next thing you know, you're 5 feet under. Yeah. I made a car off a pug fart.
Oh, you're dead.
Yeah, that's all right, though.
You're 5 feet under pugs.
What's that?
5 feet under pugs.
5 feet deep up under pugs?
Yeah.
So you got 40,000 pugs in Mexico, and they're all at your beck and call? Like, can you tell them what to do whenever you want? Have you ever tried to overthrow a government with your pugs?
We've already thrown...
Overthrown?
The Portuguese one.
The Portuguese?
Mm. And the Belgian.
Wow. Belgians? Man, you get around, don't you? What did you get? A lot of waffles from Belgium?
I love waffles.
I know you love waffles.
I've been. I was when I was there, I thought I noticed an overabundance of pugs.
And little ones just at that, too. You're like, oh, man, I'm starting to see a pattern of all these countries. What do you think about... What happens, do you know any, so what would you do if a country tried to make its own currency and move away from the U.S. dollar to that? What would you do to that country?
We would send the pugs.
Send the pugs to do what?
To.
Well, say I don't want to use the American dollar anymore. I'm going to start using this as my mode of currency. And I'm going to completely get away from America and all the other countries. Mm-hmm. So now for me to do business, say I want to buy a bottle of water or a beer or a pot for pugs, I'm going to use this instead of the American dollar. How do you feel about that, Senor Wolfers? Well, I mean, I don't know what that indicates, though. You dropped the pen.
Is oh, well, we're killing him.
You're going to kill him? So you're like, you have to use the American dollar or else you're dead?
Yeah.
Okay, well, why is that? Because you don't like competition, right?
No.
Just like the, you know, the Federal Reserve and the CIA, they don't like competition at all.
I've killed Putin.
You killed, God. So you killed Diddy. You killed Putin. What about Bill Clinton? Is he still alive?
He's fine.
He's fine? Okay. What about Hillary?
Who?
Hillary Clinton. Do you know who she is?
No.
Okay, that's what you're supposed to say. You don't want to be killed from them either. What's wrong,
Larry? Exactly. I got this thing from, oh, here it is.
If I was back...
Speaking of the presidents and all this, check this thing out,
If I was back in, you know, I was in the World War.
Yeah, World War One or two?
All of them,
okay. So I got this thing from the White House. It's 2024 ornament, but it's got Jimmy Carter. And look at this thing.
How did you get that?
Lynn gave it to me. Look at this intricacy on this thing, man.
Jimmy Carter, not a great president, killed the Teamsters.
No, but if you read this little booklet, it would sound like he was
the
greatest.
Oh, he's the greatest thing is sliced bread.
He was the only guy that was...
If I would say...
He was the only president that was certified in the submarines, and they named his submarine after him. There's a picture of it up there. And...
Fat Joe loves the camera.
But it's pretty crazy, you know, and it's just weird because it's 20...
It's 3D.
Yeah, and it's 2024, but it's fucking Jimmy Carter, like the worst president we've ever had. Maybe that's
I don't know about
to make
the worst
us,
president.
Besides Joe Biden, and maybe that's why they made this year's ornament Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, instead
was
of...
to show you in contrast that maybe Biden was...
Right.
So that's weird, isn't it?
And your Wolfers, what would you do if you were president of the United States?
Would you have your own ornament?
You'd have an ornament, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'd probably be two Uzis with a lot of pot.
Cross Uzis with a pug.
With pugs with stealing pot.
Pot leaf in the back.
No,
in a Diddy van going peace out the window.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. What would you do if you were the president, kiddo?
If I 75.
Yeah, but what would you do if you're the president?
I would kill.
You would kill?
I mean, jeez, man.
No, boy,
you holy kiddo. Shit.
I said kiddo.
I said, don't call me kiddo.
Oh, whatever. Senor Woofers, piss off.
It's not to me.
Okay, hey, what would you do if you're president? We got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, what I would do if I was president.
Yes.
I would give every dog the agility to smoke drugs.
Oh, man.
So that's it? That's your whole platform is dogs can get also, high? They don't have thumbs.
You're going to have PETA coming after
we
you.
We feed the
PETA.
Dog.
PETA.
PETA Griffin.
Yeah. So, okay, so you let dogs do drugs, okay? That's your first thing.
Yeah.
What's your second thing?
My second thing?
Yeah.
I
want five things of your platform.
Probably one thing.
Yeah,
is
number two.
Try, no, not to get rid of the, I say I would take down the state closest to Mexico.
Okay. State, well, there's a bunch of them that border
like three,
Mexico.
Three or four.
Texas, Arizona, New Mexico,
and
California.
And I tell them to run, make a bigger border.
Make a bigger border?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you would combine all these states and make one state to make a big border?
Yep.
Okay. I like that. What would you do to the border wall?
Machine
I would man
guns?
It with pugs.
No, with machine our guns? Pugs are our best weapon.
Pugs are our best weapon.
Yeah.
I see.
But I mean, so are the pugs loyal to Mexico or would they fight for the United States?
Fight for United States.
I mean, they're contract killers, right? So you just give them money. They're mercenaries.
But what about?
They're about every pug is worth about
$2 million.
What about
when the Chihuahuas the cartels unleash all the Chihuahuas?
Man, the Chihuahuas, those are little bastards.
We have to lock them up when we give them a pot.
Who, the Chihuahuas?
Yeah,
so we set them up,
yeah.
Give them a little weed, and then we lock them up?
Yeah.
I like this idea.
They're too crazy. They kill us.
Yeah, I mean, if that isn't a metaphor, let me tell you.
They're like
that is
aliens.
The greatest metaphor.
They're like aliens.
Yeah, I mean, illegal aliens.
Absolutely.
Yeah, illegal aliens. I mean, call a spade a spade.
Aliens.
And Tyrone and his other friend, too, that work for you.
Aliens. Look,
Leroy. Who is it, Leroy?
You're also the leader of the pugs?
Yeah. What's his name?
Le Pug Le Hitler.
Le Pug Le Hitler?
Yeah.
Did you just say that? Larry. The Pug the Hitler. That is this guy's name.
Wow.
Oh my
That's
God.
Insane.
I mean, that is a t-shirt right there. That is the best t-shirt I've ever
heard. He's like this pug.
Okay,
has a mustache, has the cut, has the German tattoo on
swastika.
His tummy.
It's called a swastika. And he wears an armband. So he has a little mustache. I mean, how does this kid not fit into this podcast more than anybody I've ever met? He's 10 years old and he's a regular.
How are you gonna get
75?
How's the pug going to be able to grow a mustache, though?
Hey. Don't ask me.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, listen to this guy. He wants
actually, wait. I know how.
How is
okay.
That?
They have so much pot that they have.
Oh, he grows a mustache. I was going to say that he's on steroids.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's on pug steroids.
Why do you think we have a Tyrone pug?
Yeah. Oh, you have a Tyrone pug also?
And a Jamal pug.
Jamal, too.
They built different.
I mean, they're built different.
Did they have longer back legs?
They got an extra bone in their foot. Oh, my God, man.
They have 206 bones.
Oh, my God.
They have 206.
207, Riley. I'm missing your woofers. I'm so sorry.
208.
I tried to hold it together.
208.
Okay.
Because they're weird.
Oh, Jesus. That's not a bone.
They must be fast runners,
well, it's
huh?
Got to be.
All right.
Why do you think they call it a boner?
All right. I think we're at the end,
yeah,
Larry.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay. Thank you for being here today, Senior Woofers.
Yo, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's that bell!
We got to say thank you to Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Services and for taking care of
Fat Joe.
Hello. And all his sexually transmitted diseases from Larry. Sharon. sharing pipes with the other pugs.
Oh, God. They got pug herpes.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
You think they'll be okay?
Oh, no. They're going to be killing each other one day.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to do a Tom.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Special episode with Neil's
son. It's been a while.
Son.
Like, follow, subscribe, and thank you for
subscribe
listening.
Subscribe for another pug. One pug added to the crew. Subscribe.
Okay. Holy shit.
All right.
Peace.
Thank you.
Peace.
Oh, my God. Larry and me.